I gotta record, yo. I gotta record. It's on my heart. Yo, being a human is so weird. Especially a human stomping around in the era of social media. Because when you think about it, yo, the world has functioned tremendously longer without social media than it has with social media. So for those of us who are breathing right now, it's like we're housed in this weird maze of an experiment called social media, like real world on steroids, Percocets, and Molly. I know I cannot be the only one who feels this way at least like once a damn day. Honestly, because social media has completely reshaped our brains, right? It has intensified our impulses, numbed our focus, disrupted our flow, magnified our envy, fake perfected our flaws. And of course, yes, I cannot ignore the fact that there is so much good from it, because best believe God will bless any damn mess. But this random little message, is kindled by me thinking about my ex-girlfriend so randomly, okay? I was with her in 2008. So 2008 is 2 years before Instagram was hatched, all right? And I'm thinking about this girl. I don't know. It hit me that I haven't seen, spoken to her in dumb long. And she was always a super private, elusive gal who didn't even give a fuck about MySpace like that. But alas, I said, let me see this bitch on Facebook. You know when you get curious. Don't act like I'm alone on an island with this one. Okay, you get curious too. So I'm like, is she on Facebook? Negative. Is she on Instagram? Super negative. Google images, negative. And I'm just like, wow. Somehow, some way, she bypassed the matrix that I feel handcuffed to. So I'm impressed at this point. And I guess in an attempt to piece together my memories of her, because a lot of you guys know I'm not someone who super naturally looks backwards a lot. I do reflect, but I don't go super, super back. My challenge of a habit is looking too far ahead. Y'all know that's where my anxiety resides. So yeah, my attempt to piece together my memories of my ex-girlfriend took me to my email. And I'm looking at the wild email exchanges that we had, like, who the fuck was I? Like, I got completely reintroduced to my old self, like 5 layers old self, okay? Mad shed skin on the floor. I picked it up and I observed it and I was like, yo. Anyway, so it's just interesting to see me like in 2008 alive, functioning, still fucking up, still glowing up, but all without the witness of social media, which is such a validator for many of us right now, right? So after looking at some past emails of ours and just shaking my damn head, I decided to text her, you know. I just text her just to send some love. She has yet to hit me back. I don't know if her number changed. And I'm just in awe that I had a complete life with someone in the past who I don't even have a 1% of a life with in the present. Yeah, she still hasn't texted me back. Like, I literally hear her saying, hey there, it's Tracy Garrard. Then just told her, she randomly popped my head, gave her blah, blah, blah. All right, so back to me digging through my emails. So I'm digging through my emails and I'm just feeling so many feels as I simply take notice of all the pieces of my life in the past that have gone into the bigger picture of who I am today. Like, I used to intern at Vibe, and I remember this 2008. I remember when they asked me to apply for the editorial assistant position, which was a huge deal because back then that was like the number one quintessential type of gig in the entertainment industry for, the term millennials wasn't used back then, I don't believe. But if you were straight out of college and you were looking at entertainment and media, you wanted to work for a magazine. You wanted an editorial assistant spot. And I got asked for that. Vibe was hella popping. A sexy glossy at that time. So it was huge that they gave me the come hither finger and wanted to interview me. And then two, I was the only intern who received that opportunity. So I'm just like, yo. And I didn't have the opportunity to tweet about any of that during the time, you know. Now, long story short, I did not get that position. Eventually, fast forward, I ended up working for Vibe, but that's not the type of story that I'm on right now. Anyways, but then I found another email of this piece that I thought was so major for my budding journalism career. It was for Vibe.com. I was tremendously proud of it. I remember like all the rounds of edits for it, the research, being nervous around it, blah, blah, blah. And it was when Vibe decided to do a little thing that we now call think pieces. And I was literally the first person to do a think piece for Vibe.com, okay? And I was so proud, and I sent this email to 12 people, like, in my network, you know, just some folks that I had gotten to know throughout my time interning, and I had met, blah, 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 just let them know what the hell was going on, because, again, there was no Instagram for folks to just find you and hit like and be like, yeah, you're doing good by hitting like, blah, blah, blah. Let me just read you what this email was. So the subject is news to share. Good afternoon. I hope this email finds you all well and in high spirits. As many of you know, I recently graduated college and I've been grinding tremendously to stay afloat as a newcomer in the world of journalism. Recently, I wrote a story for Vibe.com titled Beyoncé, the New Queen of Queer, which is a piece I am most proud of and would like to share with you. Under the direction of online editor Josanne Cummings, Vibe.com will now aim to produce witty and intelligent social commentary in addition to their long-standing line of impeccable reporting and reviews. I'm thankful to have laid the first brick for that vision. As always, I sincerely appreciate your support. Thank you for taking the time to read this, and I wish you the best in all your endeavors. Respectfully, Tracy. My sweet babies, I clicked that link right now to read the article. And this is what's even funnier to me. That article is nowhere to be found. Like, it literally says error. Because, you know, throughout all these years, sites are switching servers. Things are crashing. Like, Vibe went through a change of guard. So, because you put something on a site doesn't mean that it lives forever, even though... Oh, shoot. Vanessa just texted me. Let me tell you what she said. Hey, Trey, thank you. I hope you're well. You're always in my good graces. Oh, my gosh. This is literally like a live audio journal entry right now, okay? I hope you guys... Like, I am straddling so many different worlds right now. Okay, I'm gonna close out Vanessa and I'll text her in a bit. But just jumping back to Vibe, because I need that as my anchor. Because if I start thinking about my ex-girlfriend, it's gonna take me to a very faraway place. Okay, and we'll visit that another time for a more formal podcast episode. Anyway, so yeah, the article is nowhere to be found. No matter how much effort I put into that, it will never bring it back into digital existence, right? And it's almost like it never fucking happened if I cannot contribute a working link. However, it did happen. It did. And it ultimately propelled me forward. And it led me to my next leg on the ladder, and my next leg, and my next leg, until finally my climbs were being documented by social media. All of this to say, and the funny thing is I just tweeted this, and that is what sparked me to pop open my voice memos on my phone. All of this to say, once in a while, I think it's so important that we take inventory of the life we accumulated pre-social media madness and revel in our growth, because that shit counts. It counts as a win. That shit leaves clues for our next win. So hell yeah, it has value. And yeah, there's no way I could freaking lie and act like a strong online presence holds little worth in this age. No, of course it fucking does. But rummaging through tracy.garrard@gmail.com and don't even let me get access into my old Yahoo account or my AOL account. But all of this rummaging has reminded me that life is so beautifully strange, twisty, turvy. And that life way before hashtags, retweets, DMs, snaps, filters, links in bios, life was just as valuable and deserves just as much credit for shaping who we are now, and even for shaping who we are yet to become. Okay? I just had to vent. And if you are listening to me, I fucking love you. I do. And as much as I'm baffled by social media, I know for more than half of those listening to me right now, that's how we found each other. God is such a comedian, yo. God is such a comedian. God bless us, babes. And if this is your first time hitting play on a podcast episode, do know this is not my standard. Once in a while, when I just am smacked with an epiphany, I do what I call a moment of realness, and it's just super raw, right on my phone as a voice memo. So, you know, the audio is not crystal ocean clear or anything like that, but I just feel the need to just give it straight, straight no chaser. Yeah, there we go. Flaws and all. So yeah, that was on my heart, that was on my spirit. I was tweeting about it a little bit like a couple minutes ago, but I said, you know, I'll pick up my phone and just put it as a message. I hope that made you think a bit, and I hope that inspired you to go into your emails and just check yourself out. Check yourself out, like enjoying and growing and killing shit. And you didn't need the validation of hundreds and hundreds of others, you know, to feel like you are blooming. It's important. I'm probably later on in the week going to do like an Instagram post and share some of my wins pre-social media and ask some people to share like how they were killing things before Instagram was here to document it. All right, I'm about to start rambling. Thank you for listening. I will be back with an official podcast episode, if not later this week, then definitely next week. And I'm also working on some projects that require a lot of my attention, but they bring a lot of fucking dope-ass value for you. They will be gifted your way soon. I'm very excited. There'll be more details on that. But till then, keep the soul lit, yo. Love ya.